This is Color Climb for Penalty Box Radio, coming to you from the United Center in Chicago, where the Nashville Predators are set to take on the Chicago Blackhawks in Game 2 of the Western Conference Quarterfinals. The Predators own a 1-0 advantage in the series, thanks to a 1-0 shutout on Thursday night. Nashville expects to see an angry Blackhawks squad tonight, especially in the first few minutes of the game. Here's what defenseman Ryan Ellis had to say about that.
Yeah, we're going to have to come out strong. All year we talk about we obviously want to be up. We want to score the first goal, and I think that's a big part in winning hockey games. But tonight it's just going to, we need a solid start. But it's going to be a full 60 minutes. They're not going to quit in either way.
Roman Josi also knows how important these first few minutes will be. But he also knows the Blackhawks aren't the only team with something to prove in the opening moments.
We know they're going to come out hard, but there's a lot of line for us too. We know we have to be better than we were in the first game to get another win. And we're going to come out with a lot of intensity too, and I'm sure they're going to come out like that too.
Nashville blocked a whopping 26 Blackhawks shots in Game 1, compared to just 12 by Chicago. Head coach Peter Laviolette emphasized the importance of shot blocking during the postseason.
Well, it's not five men when there's one guy standing in front of the puck. That one guy has to have the courage to get there and put his body in front of it and have it hit him. And when your team does that, it just prevents things from going to the net. The mindset, I think, has to be through your team to get 26. It's not like one guy does all 26. But I know it factors in the regular season, but there always seems to be more of an emphasis on the playoffs. Like, nobody asked me a question all year about blocking shots, and now I fielded three within the last 2 days. And that was a big part of our win the other night. We spent time in the defensive zone, and we blocked shots, and that was part of the way we found success. But I think as the playoffs grow and you get to the second round and the third round, that urgency to stop everything going toward your net really, really comes to the forefront.
Mattias Ekholm echoed Laviolette's statement and said that shot blocking is not just a defenseman's job. It's a full team effort.
Oh, I think everyone knows that playoff games doesn't come around easy. You want to make the most of it, and that's paying a price for sure. And that includes back check blocking shots that you're saying. And I don't think any guy who's in the playoffs right now is hesitating to block a shot, to get in front of it, put your body into it, because that's what it takes. In the long run, we got to make sure pucks doesn't get through and make Pekka get as easy shots as possible from outside.
Predators were heavily outshot in the second period of Game 1, putting up just 4 shots to Chicago's 12. Ekholm wants to avoid that same fate in the middle frame tonight.
I think we just got to focus on our game and do what we did in the first period. I thought we played a really smart and really good first period. I thought we could have had probably a few more good looks there and maybe scored a few more goals. But trying to stay on the gas. Obviously, when we have a first period like that, they're going to come out hard. But we just got to make sure we answer with the same.
While the second period is important, Ellis thought that the Predators needed a full throttle effort from the entire team to take a 2-0 lead back to Nashville.
It would be huge. Obviously, it's game two. We would love to go home with a 2-0 series lead, but we know we're going to get their best effort and we're going to give ours back, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Puck drop between the Predators and the Blackhawks is scheduled for 7 p.m. Central with TV coverage on NBC. Reporting from the United Center for Penalty Box Radio, I'm Cutler Klein. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Cutler Klein, as well as Penalty Box Radio at Penalty Box Radio, for complete Predators playoff coverage.